Asheville's traffic is changing lives, and usually not for the better. WPLN asks listeners to share their stories of how daily life has been altered by the increasingly clogged interstates and side streets. Blake Farmer took their calls.
Sometimes these changes might even affect someone's career. 6 months ago, Jane Grimes Manili says she quit her job in Franklin because of the traffic.
I live in East Nashville, and the drive was just horrendous, even during off hours. I was working 7 to 4. And was still taking 45 minutes to an hour and a half to get home, and realized that the quality of life with my son was more important than a paycheck.
She found a new job closer to home at the Martha O'Brien Center. Meredith Hunter says she has to leave work in Nashville by 4:15 to pick her son up from daycare in Hendersonville by 6 o'clock. She says she can't afford to leave late.
A few weeks ago, I left the office at 10 minutes to 5 and didn't arrive there until 30 minutes after they'd closed. Luckily, they did not charge me a dollar for every minute I was late, but they certainly could have. It took me an hour and 40 minutes to get 16 miles that day, and that was solely due to volume.
But many drivers have noticed that even rush hour has times that seem to be better. Rosemary Sarver says she just has to be intentional.
Rather than rolling out of bed at the last moment and flying to work, I plan for what is that best window of time to leave, because if I leave too early, I hit a jam. If I leave too late, I hit a jam, but there's a sweet spot during which I can have a relatively unimpaired commute.
When she does get stuck in traffic, Sarver, who only moved to Nashville a year ago, says she tries not to get bent out of shape. Instead, she says it makes her grateful to live in a city where so many other people want to be. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.